Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. My friends and I are about to set off for a time of wonder and excitement. You want to come along? We'd love to have you join us for today's Adventure in Odyssey.
No.
You're sputtering, Eugene.
You saying I talk a lot?
Well, something like that.
You want me to become a believer in Christianity.
You know, you're sort of...
Could you try that in English?
Then Jesus put another parable before them.
The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the crop came up and began to ripen, the weeds appeared as well. Then the owner's servants came up to him and said,
Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where did all these weeds come from?
Some enemy of mine has done this.
Do you want us to go out and pull them all up?
No. If you pull up the weeds now, you would pull up the wheat with them. Let them both grow together till the harvest. And at harvest time, I shall tell the reapers to collect all the weeds first and tie them up in bundles, ready to burn. But collect the wheat and store it in my barn.
Then Mr. Whittaker, you wanted to see me?
Eugene. Yes, come in.
Very well.
I didn't know what was on your schedule today, but I was wondering if you could help me on this kid's radio production.
Help you?
You know, the usual. I'm having a hard time adding the sound effects and music to these tapes. Like this parable about the kingdom of heaven.
Kingdom of heaven?
Well, it's a very straightforward parable, but I keep thinking we need something behind it. Here, Raymond said.
Sir?
It takes place in a field. Should I add some wind effects?
Where did all these weeds come from?
Some enemy of mine has done this.
With all due respect, Mr. Whittaker, that may be just a tad too much.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Perhaps a gentle breeze and the sound of their feet crunching against the dry foliage on the ground, like, this.
Tell the reapers to collect all the weeds first and tie them up in bundles.
Or, at the end, how about the sound of the barn door closing with a resounding bang?
My barn.
Perfect. That's exactly the reason I wanted you in here, Eugene.
Oh?
Would you mind finishing these parables? Yeah, you're so much better at it than I am.
Oh, well, to be perfectly honest, Mr. Whittaker, I don't think I can.
Oh?
You see, I've reports to do at the college, and, well, I'm terribly busy right now.
Oh, I see.
Not to mention the reprogramming you wanted me to do on the Imagination Station.
Uh-huh. So, basically, you don't want to do it.
It's not that I don't want to. Oh, no.
You're sputtering, Eugene.
Yes, of course. I'm sorry. It's only that it's a very busy time for me.
Well, seems like the last few weeks have been very busy for you. Ever since your experience in the Imagination Station, I think.
No.
You're sputtering
again.
Eugene? Well, I'd like to talk to you about that.
Sincerely, Mr. Whittaker, there isn't anything to discuss. But if you'll excuse me, I really have to leave. A meeting at the college, you know.
Yes, I know. It's a very busy time.
Exactly. Au revoir.
Goodbye. A slamming door.
This is another parable Jesus gave to them.
The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. As a seed, it is the smallest of them all.
Whoa! Where'd it go? There it is.
But it grows to be the biggest of all plants. It becomes a tree, big enough for birds to come and nest in its branches.
Oh, wait a minute. This isn't right. I wanted birds, not an elephant. Bulldozers? Oh, this isn't working.
Parable with a bulldozer in it?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, no, I keep pushing the wrong button.
Well, where's Eugene? I thought you were going to ask him to produce these tapes.
Well, I did, but he said he's too busy.
Oh, yeah, that line.
Sound familiar?
Are you kidding? He does his work around here and he's out the door. Haven't had more than 5 minutes worth of conversation with him ever since, well...
His experience in the Imagination Station with the Life After Death program.
Yeah. He never has time to talk about it. He's always on the run. I think he's avoiding us.
Well, I think you may be right. Whatever he saw in the Imagination Station was enough to upset him. Well, you were with him. You saw it.
Oh, boy, did I. He looked awful. He said it was complete isolation and emptiness.
Which is a near-perfect description of eternity without God. And that's why he doesn't want to talk about it.
But I still don't get it. If something like that happened to me, I'd want to talk about it.
Well, that's one of the differences between the two of you.
You're saying I talk a lot?
Well, I'm saying that Eugene is a very private person when it comes to what he's really feeling. That's why I want to be careful.
Careful?
Well, you see, I don't want to push him, or he might retreat further.
Meaning that I shouldn't push him either?
Well, something like that.
I can't promise anything.
Just try to be sensitive.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, maybe it's this button. Then again, maybe not.
Oh, Eugene, you're here.
Indeed, Miss Kendall. Your powers of detection are as strong as ever.
Don't get snippy. I thought you left to go to school or something.
In due time, I wanted to complete this task at hand first, namely loading these dishes into the dishwasher.
Oh, I guess Whit got the impression you had to leave right away.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because you wouldn't help him with the kids' radio tapes.
Oh, I see. An easy misunderstanding.
Hey, I could finish the dishes if you want to go back in to help him.
I'm sorry, Miss Kendall, but there really isn't time.
There isn't time, or you don't want to make time?
I beg your pardon?
I mean, be sensitive. You just sort of haven't been around much, you know? Like, you kind of do your work, and then, you know, you're sort of...
I'm... Forgive me, Miss Kendall, but I don't think I've ever been... in my life.
I mean, you're out of here like a bullet. Why do you have to make this so hard?
How can I be making it hard when I don't understand what you mean?
You know exactly what I mean, Eugene. I just want to know what your problem is, okay? Make me blurt it out, why don't you?
My problem?
Oh, come on, Eugene. The Imagination Station? What happened to you when you tried Whit's Life After Death program?
Oh, that. I'd almost forgotten about it.
I don't believe you.
Are you accusing me of lying?
No! Yes!
Perhaps this is simply my way of communicating to you that I don't want to talk about it.
Perhaps it is, but I think you should talk about it.
Should or shouldn't is in the proverbial eye of the beholder. However, if I were to talk about it, I'd only say that my experience in the Imagination Station was likely the result of weariness and anxiety brought about by Mr. Whitaker's failing health.
Oh, right.
Right. And as a man of higher learning, I wouldn't allow that experience to lead me to draw any significant conclusions.
Meaning what?
Meaning that I cannot oblige you in what you want.
What do you think I want?
You want me to become a believer in Christianity. I can't.
Why not?
Because it is a closed issue for me.
A closed issue?
Yes. Or to put it in a way for you to understand, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Ooh.
The dishwasher is now ready to be engaged.
Eugene!
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Good day, Miss Kendall.
Oh, Eugene! What if I still want to talk about it? Eugene! Come back here!
The kingdom of heaven is like yeast, which a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of flour till it was all leavened.
All these things Jesus spoke to the crowd in parables, and he did not speak.
Not a lot to add to that one.
The kingdom of heaven is like treasure, which a man found buried in a field. He buried it again, and in joy went and sold everything he had, and bought the field.
Not a lot of sound effects needed for that one. Let's see.
Again, The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls.
Step right up, get your pearls right here.
Could I see that pearl there, please?
Of course you can. Good quality stuff, I don't mind saying.
When he has found a single pearl of great value...
Wow, this is beautiful. I'll be right back.
He goes and sells all his possessions and buys it.
Marketplace. Crowd noises.
One day sale, ladies. Last call on the Sterling soap.
Well, that won't do for first century Israel. Connie?
What?
Connie?
Oh, I'm sorry, Whit.
Can I see you a minute?
The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls.
Look, wait, I'm sorry about that. I just had a very frustrating conversation with Eugene.
Really? Well, I thought he left.
Well, I think that's what he wanted you to think. He was in the kitchen doing dishes.
And?
Whit, we're going to have to do something.
Well, I thought we talked about that already. We're going to take it easy and be
sensitive. Yeah. Well, I tried that and it didn't work.
Huh?
He said he doesn't want to talk about it. It's a closed issue with him.
Oh, what's a closed issue? You're being sensitive?
No. Eugene becoming a Christian.
Now, Connie...
I couldn't help it, Whit. The subject came up and, well, I had to say something.
Not always. Did Eugene leave?
Yeah. He's so exasperating.
Huh. Well, leave it alone for now. I need you to do me a favor.
Sure.
Would you go to the public library and get some sound effects recordings with crowd noises on them?
Crowd noises. Sure.
Oh, thank you.
Whit, what are we gonna do?
Get those sound effects records so I can finish this kid's radio production. Other than that, wait patiently to see how the Lord leads.
Figured you were gonna say that. Yes? I was wondering if you could tell me where your sound effects records are?
In the recorded matter section, second floor.
Oh, thanks. Sorry. Eugene!
Miss Kendall, what are you doing here?
I'm on an errand for a Whit. What are you doing here?
Research, actually. It was nice to see you. Goodbye.
Let me help you with those books.
No, I'll get them.
It's my fault, Eugene. Now, what is all this?
Books, that's all.
Confessions by St. Augustine, Paradise Lost by John Milton.
Must have fallen off the shelf.
New Testament History by Bruce, Symbols in the Bible and Their Meaning by Hofstadler. Eugene.
Well, I can explain, of course.
Uh-huh.
Purely academic.
Sure.
Just happened to pick up a few today.
Right. Mr. Milsner?
Yes?
I have those translations of the Bible that you special ordered last week.
Thank you.
But Stuart's The Basics of Christian Faith won't be in until next week.
Thank you.
Eugene?
Yes, Miss Kendall?
I don't get it. What about all that stuff about I don't want to talk about it and the issue's closed?
To be perfectly honest...
That would be nice.
Perhaps we should go somewhere else to talk.
Suits me. Okay, Eugene, you want to tell me what's going on?
Technically speaking, nothing is going on. I'm merely doing some research, that's all.
Research about Christianity.
Precisely.
Then why did you tell me in Whit that
I told you that I didn't want to discuss the matter because, well, I didn't want you and Mr. Whitaker to get your hopes up.
Eugene.
Connie, I know you and Mr. Whitaker have been wondering about me since my experience in the imagination station.
Oh, you got that right.
And no doubt you've been waiting for me to make some confession of faith or a commitment to Christianity.
Maybe a little.
But I'm not like that. It isn't that easy for me. I don't doubt what I experienced, but I need to know more before I can even think of trusting.
That's why you're researching Christianity?
I want to try to understand it.
I don't know if you can ever do that just by reading, but don't worry about me and Whit, Eugene. We'd rather you felt free to ask us questions than to sneak around trying to figure it out alone. What are you trying to figure out?
Well, all of it. Topics we've discussed at Wit's End. For example, something Mr. Whitaker mentioned earlier today. The kingdom of heaven.
What about it?
Well, I know the phrase, but I've never stopped to ask what it means. Is it a literal place? A state of mind?
Oh, I can answer that. The kingdom of heaven is a kingdom brought about by Jesus. See? And though it may one day be a literal place, it's sort of something that's inside of us, too.
So it's literal and figurative?
No, it's, well, yeah, it's literal in the sense that it's a real place, but it's figurative in the sense that
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute, let me start over. Okay, you see, the kingdom of heaven is,
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should talk to it.
The kingdom of heaven is like a big net thrown into the sea, collecting all kinds of fish. When it is full, the fishermen haul it ashore and sit down and pick out the good ones for the barrels, but they throw away the bad. That is how it will be at the end of this world. The angels will go out and pick out the wicked from among the good and throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be tears and bitter regret.
Mr. Whittaker?
Eugene, I'm surprised to see you again. I thought you were leaving for the rest of the day.
Well, I was. However, I decided to return to talk to you.
Talk to me? Oh, then you better sit down.
Very well. Connie caught me at the library.
Caught you? Weren't you supposed to be at the library?
It wasn't my presence at the library. It's what I was reading there.
Go on.
Books about Christianity.
I see.
Ever since that incident in the Imagination Station, I...
Hold on, Eugene. Maybe you better tell me about that incident. All I've heard has been secondhand.
Well, it's difficult to explain. I know that your Life After Death program gave you an experience of joy and reunion.
But not for you.
No. In many ways, it was the most terrifying experience I've ever had. It was as if I were completely separated from everyone and everything. As if I were thoroughly alone. As if life had absolutely no meaning and I was non-existent in a burning darkness. Connie said I saw a glimpse of hell, and in many ways, I want to believe her.
Believe it, Eugene.
However, that experience isn't enough to make me want to rush into the arms of Christianity for protection, to wax poetically for a moment. That's why I've been researching and studying. I want to confirm or deny my experience.
Why didn't you talk to us about it before?
Because I didn't want you to get your hopes up. I suspect that it would mean a lot to you if I became a Christian.
It would. You know, it's something I've been praying about since I met you. But that's not the only fear you had.
Well, to be perfectly honest...
You were also afraid we might try to convert you.
Exactly.
Well, I'm not surprised, Eugene. Not by any of it.
You're not?
No. For one thing, we might want to try to help you along if we thought you were close to making some sort of decision. I hope you understand that it's only because we care about you and want what's best.
Yes, sir.
And I also think it's perfectly within your character to want to read and research as much as you can about Christianity, particularly after your experience. There's nothing wrong with that.
Thank you.
But you also need to know that all your studying may fail you when it comes to understanding God, His ways, and the salvation He offers us.
Fail me?
The Apostle Paul wrote in his first letter to Corinth that God has made the wisdom of this world look foolish. For it was after the world in its wisdom had failed to know God that He, in His wisdom, chose to save all who would believe by the simple-mindedness of the gospel message.
Well, that certainly would explain some of the things that don't seem to make sense.
You see, Eugene, our minds can only grasp so much about the nature of God. Of eternity.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it's a matter of the spirit. Our spirit links up with His in an eternal relationship that gives us the right perspective to understand Him better.
Mr. Whittaker?
Yeah?
As is so often inquired of me, could you try that in English?
All right. I'm mixing these kids' radio tapes about the kingdom of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, it sounds like you and I are having a conversation on a beach somewhere.
And it's most enjoyable.
And I guess if anyone were listening to us without seeing where we are, they'd think we were having a conversation on a beach. It sounds real.
Absolutely.
But it's not. It only seems real because it's all we know. I can push a few buttons here and completely change it. Once again, it seems real, but it's not. Like this. Now, you know as well as I do that beyond this studio is the real world, where real kids are playing, and Connie is serving ice cream, and, well, you have the idea.
Yes.
Come on,
Where to? Just follow me.
Okay.
In a lot of ways, the real world is no different than the world we just created in the studio. You see, our senses take it all in, and we make the understandable mistake of believing that that's all there is. But it isn't. What waits beyond this world is an eternal one. I suppose you could call it the kingdom of heaven.
How do you know all this?
For one thing, God tells us about it in the Bible. For another thing, as a believer, he has put his spirit inside of me. It's sort of a piece of the kingdom of heaven that helps us to understand that this world isn't all there is, that it's just a dim reflection of the real world to come. So you see, Eugene, understanding God is dependent on faith. And faith isn't so much a matter of the mind as it is a matter of the heart, the spirit. It's a nice day today.
Indeed.
Does any of this make sense to you?
Well, as much as it can, I suppose. Mr. Whittaker, I think I want to believe, but I need help with my unbelief.
Eugene, that's as good a start as any.
In his second letter to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul writes, "We set our eyes not on what we see, but on what we cannot see. What we see will last only a short time, but what we cannot see will last forever." You know, the New Testament is full of verses teaching us not to count on the things of this world because they don't last. As believers in Jesus, we should be aware that there is an eternal world that is filled with the glory and truth of God. Some call it the kingdom of heaven. It's hard for us to imagine, but by faith, we know it's there. And when we think about it, everything we do with our lives should reflect the kingdom to come. How can we do that? By reading God's word and getting to know him in prayer. That's our link between the world we see and the eternal world we can't. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Thy Kingdom Come was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.